This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Swatantra is an invest education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1. And our theme for the week, the art and science of financial planning, She Economics. Pleased to welcome into studio for the very first time, Tanya Dere. She's founder of Multiply Money. She has an MBA in finance and is a certified financial advisor. Great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
First question is, let's go about defining She Economics. What is She Economics?
So financial planning is important for both men and women, but it's even more important for women in today's day and age. Women earn lesser than men, they live longer and hence spend more on healthcare. They take career breaks also to deal with uncertainties such as loss of job, sudden death of spouse, and growing divorce rates. Hence, women need to take charge of their finances and not only rely on their fathers, brothers, and husbands to help them. Women have all the qualities to be successful investors as they have a natural inclination towards saving. They are patient and have a vision for long-term goals. All they need is the self-confidence that they can do it. To start with financial planning, they first need to list down all their goals and formulate a plan with the help of an advisor. By linking your investments to goals, you can carry out all your responsibilities at various stages in your life. Research has shown that families, institutions, and societies where women are financially independent are happier, healthier, and more peaceful than those that are dependent. Hence, let's break the traditional roles in investments and take charge. As the famous saying goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago and the second best time is now.
More conversation with Tanya up ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Monday edition of Swatantra continues. It's an investor education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1. The theme, She Economics, the art and science of financial planning. For those of you tuned in late, a couple of minutes ago, Tanya Dere, founder of Multiply Money, our expert for the week, actually defined what She Economics is. Final question for the day, Tanya. How does one get started with a financial plan?
Chalking out a financial plan is not as difficult as it may seem. And with the help of a financial advisor, it becomes even simpler. As Warren Buffett says, if you don't let your money work for you while you're sleeping, you will have to work all your life. Financial planning is about knowing where you stand currently, identifying your financial goals, and working consistently to achieving them. We can divide it into four major baskets: protection, savings, growth, and distribution. In terms of protection, we must ensure we take adequate term life insurance so that our financial dependents can take care of their expenses in our absence. With rising medical costs, it's important to take a medical cover apart from that what's given by your employer. We must maintain a contingency fund of 6 months of your monthly expenses to help you tide over any uncertainties life throws at you. The third basket, the growth basket. For this, we first need to assess where we stand currently by calculating our net worth, which is essentially assets and investments minus liabilities and debt. Secondly, identify and divide your financial goals into short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. Thirdly, assess how much money you need for each of these goals, keeping in mind inflation. Fourthly, think about your risk-taking ability. Lastly, pick investments that are in line with your risk appetite, investment horizon, and goals. It's imperative to choose products which help you not only beat inflation but also give you better post-tax returns. In today's day and age where we use a lot of credit cards and personal loans, it's essential to repay these loans on time to avoid getting into the debt trap. The last part is distribution. We must ensure that we make a will while we are living to ensure there is no conflict. Lastly, review your investments on an annual basis just as we do an annual health checkup. To summarize, save before you spend, spend wisely, protect yourself, and invest in inflation-beating products to achieve peace of mind and financial freedom.
All these conversations are available by means of a podcast at the end of the week on www.utiswatantra.com. That's utiswatantra.com. Please revisit it and tell your friends and family about it. Tanya, thanks for your time. See you tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully. 94.3.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Tuesday edition of Swatantra and Investor Education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1, the theme She Economics, the Art and Science of Financial Planning. Pleased to welcome back into studio Tanya Dere, founder of Multiply Money. Tanya has worked in diverse roles for over 8 years with leading corporates in the finance industry such as SBI Mutual Fund, Bloomberg, Standard Chartered Bank. Great to see you. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning, Rishi.
Today's first question is, how can mutual funds help a woman meet her investment goals?
So mutual funds are a very simple and convenient way of building wealth. It's suitable not only for working women but also housewives who have savings. Most people associate mutual funds with only investing in equities. However, you can invest in equities, debt, and even women's favorite, gold. Some of the key advantages of mutual funds are that women can start investing small sums of money as low as $500 a month. They are very liquid. You can easily sell them when you need the money. They are managed by professional fund managers, so you need not worry about timing the market. They help beat inflation and give good post-tax returns. They are very transparent. At the end of each month, you know where the fund manager has invested your hard-earned money. They are regulated by SEBI, and the most important feature, they help you benefit from the power of compounding, which essentially means your returns earn returns over them, and it's the eighth wonder of the world. You may think that your FDs are sufficient to meet your goals, such as buying that branded bag or planning your Maldives vacation. However, do you know, after factoring inflation and tax, real returns from FDs are very minuscule. Mutual funds are your gateway to achieve various goals. So just as your wardrobe has a mix of ethnic wear, formal wear, and party wear, your mutual fund and investment wardrobe should have a mix of both equity and debt funds. Equity funds help you achieve long-term goals because they give higher returns and they are more volatile. Debt funds, on the other hand, are less volatile, give you lower returns, but help achieve short and medium-term goals such as buying your car or funding your foreign holiday. Mutual funds also help you multitask. You can achieve two goals by investing in an ELSS product, which is essentially an equity-linked savings scheme. You can not only save taxes, but also build your retirement corpus. Thus, by investing in mutual funds systematically and regularly over a long period of time, you can achieve various goals at various stages of your life and achieve peace of mind.
More conversation with Tanya up ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Tuesday edition of Swatantra continues. It's an investor education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1. The theme, She Economics, the Art and Science of Financial Planning. And Tanya Dere, founder of Multiply Money, is our expert for the week. A couple of minutes ago, for those of you who tuned in late, she was talking about how mutual funds can help a woman meet her investment goals. Final question for the day, Tanya. Would you then say investment planning through the SIP route is best suited for women's financial needs?
So what are SIPs? SIPs are basically systematic investment plans. They are a very convenient and hassle-free method of investing, wherein your bank account gets auto-debited each month. They are beneficial for anyone who wishes to invest in mutual funds. But women may take to SIPs more easily because of the way they function. Firstly, as mentioned, SIPs do not spell a big financial burden, because you can start investing small amounts and gradually increase them once you're comfortable and your cash flow increases. Women are already disciplined, and SIPs help instill financial discipline and inculcate the habit of regular investments. They provide you the benefit of rupee cost averaging. This means you can buy lower units when the markets are high and a higher number of units when the markets are low. So you don't need to really worry about when to enter and when to exit the market. Moreover, you can align your SIP investments to various goals. Lastly, you can really benefit from the power of compounding, which essentially means earning returns over returns. A monthly SIP of Rs. 6,000 fetching a return of about 12% can make you a crorepati in less than 30 years. This is the magic of compounding.
All these conversations are available by means of a podcast at the end of the week on www.utiswatantra.com. That's utiswatantra.com. Please revisit it. Tell your friends and family about it. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Tanya. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Swatantra, Investor Education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1. Our theme for the week, She Economics, the art and science of financial planning and coming in diligently from Monday, has been Tanya Dere, founder of Multiply Money. Multiply Money was founded with an objective to improve the financial well-being of people by providing ethical and objective advice. Hi Tanya, how are you?
Hi Rishi, good morning. I'm doing well.
Good morning. First question for the day is, let's envision a woman in her 20s. Do you think that she can use mutual fund SIPs to meet a long-term goal? If so, how?
So if you're in your 20s, it's likely that you've just finished your education and have started working. At this stage, you may be very curious to understand about equities. However, you're also concerned about the various risks associated. It's advisable to not lock in all your money into traditional investment avenues such as PPF and fixed deposits. As mentioned earlier, traditional investment avenues give you lower returns after considering tax and inflation. To address the concern of tax planning and inflation beating returns, you can consider investing in ELSS funds. They are equity-linked savings schemes. So this is the only category of mutual funds that offers benefits under Section 80C of the Income Tax Act. It provides the shortest lock-in period of 3 years as compared to other common avenues such as NSCs, PPF, etc. Also, it helps you beat inflation as it primarily invests in equities. Despite the lock-in of 3 years, it offers you the opportunity of capital growth and the highest inflation-adjusted returns. Thus, if you do not redeem your money at the end of 3 years and remain invested, you can meet long-term goals such as building your home or funding your retirement. By beginning in an ELSS fund at the start of the financial year, you can integrate tax planning goals with your overall financial plan.
More conversation with Tanya up ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Wednesday edition of Swatantra continues. The theme, She Economics, the art and science of financial planning. A couple of minutes ago, for those of you who tuned in late, Tanya Dere, our founder of Multiply Money, a financial expert for the entire week, was just talking about how women in their 20s can use a mutual fund systematic investment plan to meet long-term goals. Final question for the day. Everybody talks about saving for a rainy day. How can women use mutual funds for that emergency, for saving for a rainy day?
So it's very essential for all women to build an emergency fund that can sustain them for at least 6 months. It can help us tide over uncertain periods such as job loss, death of a primary earning member, health issues. Ensuring liquidity also means that you need not borrow money from friends and family or dip into your retirement corpus. Women, with their natural instinct of a nurturer and protector, have a greater affinity towards building an emergency fund. However, majority of women leave money lying idle in a savings bank account. Mutual funds offer you liquid mutual funds, which are essentially like your savings bank account. They are highly liquid because they invest in short-term debt securities which mature within 90 days. You can redeem your money at any point in time and your money is credited in your bank account in a matter of 1 to 2 days. They have the short maturity period. They are also the least risky and least volatile amongst other debt funds. They also help you gain more interest than your savings bank account. And most importantly, they do not carry any exit load. Thus, you would want to look at liquid mutual funds as an alternative to your savings bank account and earn higher returns.
All these conversations are available by means of a podcast at the end of the week on www.utiswatantra.com. That's utiswatantra.com. Please revisit it and tell your friends and family about it. Thanks for your time, Tanya, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Welcome. Bye.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Thumping Thursday edition of Swatantra and Investor Education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1. Our theme for the week, She Economics, the Art and Science of Financial Planning. Pleased to welcome back into studio Tanya Dere, founder of Multiply Money. The solutions offered by Multiply Money are goal-based investment planning, mutual funds, PMS, life insurance and bonds. And they have a vision to be the most trusted advisors and increase financial literacy. Hi, great to see you. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
First question for the day. Marriage is important for everybody. And it's obvious that once you get married, you need to alter a few things in your life. How should a woman alter her financial goals after marriage?
So after marriage, it's imperative for both a husband and wife to discuss each other's finances and also come up with a joint financial plan. Women cannot automatically assume that her husband has done financial planning or is investing in the right instruments. Hence, we must change the narrative and not leave money management only to a husband's post-marriage. Women are multitaskers, they are intelligent, and they have all the qualities to be good investors. All we need is some efforts to understand it. Life is uncertain, and with divorce rates on the rise, you must take charge of your finances. Even if the woman is not doing the investments on her own, she should be aware of her husband's investments. So post-marriage, whether you are a working professional or a housewife, I urge you to invest small sums of money on a regular basis. A housewife can also invest savings she has made, as she's already budgeting for house expenses. She can prudently invest cash money received as gifts through the year for herself and her children. And a salaried professional can invest regularly through SIPs. You can consider investing jointly with your husbands on joint goals such as down payment for a house or creating a fund for your child's education. Having said that, do keep your individual goals in focus and keep some investments separate. For instance, both husband and wife should maintain separate emergency funds and make an attempt towards replenishing them from time to time.
More conversation with Tanya up ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Thursday edition of Swatantra continues. It's an investor education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1, on the theme She Economics, the Art and Science of Financial Planning. Tanya Dere, our expert from Multiply Money, a couple of minutes ago, for those of you tuned in late, was just talking about how you need to alter your financial goals after you get married. Final question for the day. There comes a time when everybody thinks of taking a career sabbatical for personal reasons or professional reasons. Tanya, can mutual funds help women on this particular count?
Yes, so you can plan a career break well in advance without having to worry about your cash flows. To take a sabbatical, you need to firstly be saving and investing at least 30% of your income. One also needs to check if the income from your investments would suffice you through the years when you're on your break. I myself took a personal sabbatical for 2 years after my son's birth, and because I started investing in mutual funds at the start of my career, I was able to build a corpus which allowed me to maintain my lifestyle even during my sabbatical period. If you envisage a career break 3 to 5 years down the line, you can consider investing in a hybrid fund, which is a combination of equity and debt. The equity portion gives you growth opportunity, while the debt component protects you from downside. If you see yourself taking an academic break and your goal is 7 to 10 years away, you can consider investing in a diversified equity fund, which has higher return potential over the long term. Generally, what I see is that the decision to take a break is impulsive, and people feel that since they are earning well, they would have enough to sustain them through the break. However, they forget that while they earn well, they may not be saving enough. As Warren Buffett says, don't save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. And if you don't let your money work for you while you're asleep, you will have to work all your life. So start saving and investing early on.
All these conversations are available by means of a podcast at the end of the week, or that's the end of tomorrow, on www.utiswatantra.com. That's utiswatantra.com. Please revisit it and tell your friends and family about it. I look forward to catching up with you one last time this week tomorrow, Tanya. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully. 94.3
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Fun Friday edition of Swatantra and Invest Education initiated by UTI Mutual Fund, powered by 94.3 Radio 1. Our entire week's theme has been She Economics, the Art and Science of Financial Planning. Tanya Dere has been coming in diligently from Monday. She's the founder of Multiply Money, an MBA in Finance and Certified Financial Advisor. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Rishi. Good morning. I'm doing great.
Okay, so today's first question is about children. I mean, motherhood is obviously very, very cherished for all women. And once women become mothers, they have a natural urge to protect their child's future. So mutual funds and child-oriented plans, are there enough child-oriented plans?
So there are various types of mutual funds you can invest in for your children's future, such as marriage and education. One needs to choose these funds depending on the time period you have and your risk appetite. So for a moderate risk taker, you can consider child-oriented plans, which essentially are hybrid funds. So what are hybrid funds? They invest in debt and equity and automatically rebalance between debt and equity. So it reduces the element of volatility and risk. If you are a high risk taker and have more than 10 years for your goal, you can consider investing in diversified equity funds. So a lot of women invest in fixed deposits to fund their children's education and marriage. But with inflation being your biggest enemy, savings alone is not sufficient. Education inflation is higher than 7%, and you don't want to be in a situation where you need to break your own retirement corpus to fund your child's marriage and education. To give you an example, if your child's education costs rupees 10 lakhs today, at a very modest inflation of 5%, it'll cost over 26 lakhs in 20 years' time. So use mutual funds wisely to invest for various goals for your child. And the systematic investment plan route is the most suitable route to invest for these goals, wherein you invest small sum of money regularly and you can keep increasing this over time. So the important point here is to invest regularly, to start early and invest in inflation-beating instruments. I personally started investing money for my son at the age of 6 months with the goal that once he is 21, his education SIP would take care of a large part of his postgrad expenses. So the earlier you begin investing for your child's future, the better are your chances to succeed and gain from the magic of compounding, which is the eighth wonder of your world.
More conversation with Tanya up ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Swatantra continues on this Friday edition on the theme She Economics, the Art and Science of Financial Planning. Tanya Dere, founder Multiply Money, my expert through the week, a couple of minutes ago was talking about child-oriented mutual fund plans. Final question for the day as well as the week, Tanya. We all worry about the future of our parents, especially if they are retired senior citizens. So how can women plan with mutual funds for aging parents, for retired parents?
So it is but natural for all daughters to be worried about their parents as they enter their advancing years. While they may be financially independent, you may be keen to do your bit to supplement their retirement income. Most of us, invest in fixed deposit to take care of our parents. However, by doing this, your money is not inflation proof and it will be insufficient to meet the rising cost of living and healthcare expenses of your parents. So it's imperative to beat the inflation bug. You must invest in productive investment avenues, and mutual funds is one of them. So we've all heard about SIPs and mutual funds. Now there is another route in mutual funds, which is called the SWP route, which is systematic withdrawal plan. So this is a reverse of a SIP. It through SWP, a fixed amount is directly credited to your bank account on a particular date each month. You can also do this on an annual basis, quarterly or semi-annual basis. It is advisable to choose a withdrawal amount which is lower than the expected rate of return so that you don't end up eating into the capital. You can then direct this SWP amount towards your parents' bank account or even link their account to the specific fund. If you've invested early in an equity fund and and built a sizable corpus over a period of, say, 7 to 10 years, you can use the systematic withdrawal plan. Alternately, you can also use the SWP route in debt funds. However, bear in mind that it's advisable to withdraw it post the 3-year period. Withdrawals to SWPs are also more tax efficient as compared to FDs, because in FDs, the interest received is fully taxable as per your tax bracket. But in mutual funds, when it comes to equity mutual funds, they are taxed at 10% on long-term gains and 15% on short-term gains. Whereas with debt funds, they are taxed as per your tax bracket less than 3 years and above 3 years at 20% after taking into consideration indexation.
All these conversations are available by means of a podcast at the end of today on www.utiswatantra.com. Please revisit it, tell your friends and family about it. Tanya, thank you for your diligence and patience all through the week. See you soon.
You're most welcome. I had a nice time.
UTI Mutual Fund presents UTI Swatantra Series Season 2, powered by 94.3 Radio 1.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.